Welcome to another thrilling episode of Pixel Pachyderms, where we journey through the pixelated jungles of gaming's past and present. I'm Ava, your guide today, as we whip into action with Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade, the PC game adaptation of the classic film. Let's dive right into it. Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade is an adventure game that immerses players in the world of the famed archaeologist, Indiana Jones. Released originally in 1989 by Lucasfilm Games, this is not just your run-of-the-mill side-scroller. It offers a rich narrative interwoven with puzzle-solving elements that echo the film's thrilling quest for the Holy Grail. The levels in this game are artfully crafted to reflect various scenes from the movie, ranging from catacombs to castles. Without giving too much away, each stage places Indy in a mix of perilous situations filled with traps, ancient puzzles, and yes, some iconic whip action. The storytelling is a standout, with dialogues that enhance the narrative experience. Players who relish a good story-based game will find this title sticking closely to the plot of the movie while supplementing it with interactive decision-making paths. Genre-wise, the game is firmly seated in the adventure category. It's a classic point-and-click adventure, a hallmark of Lucasfilm's early gaming catalog. For those familiar with similar titles, if you've ever played The Secret of Monkey Island or Day of the Tentacle, you'll find Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade carries that same engaging blend of puzzle-solving and narrative depth. On the controls front, being a point-and-click adventure, it's primarily mouse-driven. However, you also have keyboard options for shortcuts, making navigation through the game's inventory system smoother. It's straightforward and intuitive, although sometimes the precision required can be a bit tricky, especially when Indy needs a quick escape. Visually, the game boasts that nostalgic pixel art style typical of late-80s PC games. It might seem rudimentary by today's standards, but it carries a charm and atmosphere that fits perfectly with the era it represents. The graphics, while simple, are detailed enough to give each character and setting their own distinct personality, inviting players to truly delve into its early digital landscapes. So, why might a gamer want to avoid Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade? Well, players who aren't fans of the slower-paced, puzzle-driven narratives typical of older adventure games might not find it to their taste. The pacing can be quite deliberate and detail-focused, which might not appeal if you're searching for an action-packed adrenaline rush. And of course, those who shy away from pixelated graphics might find the visual style a bit dated. This game isn't limited to just PC. It also made appearances on other platforms, including the Amiga, Atari ST, and even the NES, each version providing its own nuances and adaptations of the game's original mechanics and visuals. It's really a testament to how beloved the Indiana Jones franchise was across different gaming communities. In summary, Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade is a charming piece of gaming history. It appeals to those who appreciate story-driven puzzles and the nostalgia of retro graphics. If you're curious about how early Indiana Jones games brought the adventurous archaeologist's world to life, this game might just be a treasure worth unearthing. Thanks for adventuring with us today on Pixel Pachyderms. Until next time, keep gaming and may your adventurous spirits always find their treasure.